Coming up on episode number 377, it's the second edition of the Leonard Cohen cover story, and I've put this one together almost completely using requests, and it's going to be a long one, so let's go ahead and get to it. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's October 25th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of the Coverville cover story tonight, featuring Leonard Cohen, covers of his music, and you might even hear a little bit of the man himself coming up in the show. Like I said in the intro, I've put this one together almost completely using requests, and so hopefully there's going to be stuff here that you're really going to enjoy. Our first track, we're going to go ahead and get into it because it's a long one. So our first track is going to be a cover of Waiting for the Miracle, one of his more recent songs. This one is performed by a group called Moon Circus, and they have an album coming out very soon called Under the Covers, which is going to include a few cover songs, most notably this one, Leonard Cohen's Waiting for the Miracle, in kind of a gypsy style. Here is Moon Circus.
Baby, I've been waiting night and day. I didn't see the time. Yeah, I waited half my life away. There were lots of invitations. Yeah, I know you sent me some, but I was waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. I know you really love me, but you see, my hands were tied. I know it must have hurt you, it must have hurt your pride, to have to stand beneath my window with your bugle and your brawn. And me, I'm waiting for the miracle to come. Yeah, I don't believe you'd like it, you wouldn't like it here. The judgments are severe. The maestro says it's Mozart, but it sounds like bubblegum. When you're waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. Waiting for the miracle, there's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting, waiting for the miracle to come. I dreamed about you, baby, it was just the other night. Most of you was naked, oh, but some of you was light. The sands of time were falling from your and you were waiting for the miracle to come. Baby, let's get married, we've been alone too long. Let's be alone together, let's see if we're that strong. Let's do something crazy, something to come. Nothing you how you're doing. 'Cause you say you can't complain. If you're squeezed for information, that's when you've got to play it dumb and say you're waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come.
Hey, Brian. Still the best podcast ever, so kudos to you for Coverville. I was wanting to request the Jennifer Warnes cover of Leonard Cohen's song Joan of Arc. It's off the famous Blue Raincoat cover album she did, basically of all Leonard Cohen songs. He actually helps with the cover, and it's kind of an interesting take on it, probably the most beautiful renderings of one of his songs, and of course he has a lot of beautiful songs covered to his credit, but I still think it's the best, so if you could play that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks, and good job on the cast.
Now the flames, they followed Joan of Arc. She came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright. No man to get her through this dark and smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before, a wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen ass.
I've watched you riding every day, and there's something in me that yearns to win such a cold, such a lonesome heroine.
And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, I love your pride.
To be his his only bride.
Then deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc. And high above all these wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her lovely wedding dress.
The dust of Joan of Arc, and then she clearly understood if he was fire, oh, she must be wood.
I saw her wince, I saw her cry, I saw the glory in her eyes. Myself, I long for love and light, but must it come so cruel? Must it be so brave?
From an album that was made up entirely of Leonard Cohen covers, that is Joan of Arc. The album is Famous Blue Raincoat, and there is a version by Jennifer Warrens with a little bit of help from Leonard Cohen himself. That album came out in 1991 and is just fantastic. You know, I admit that I was a little biased against Jennifer Warrens, or not biased against her, but from all of the soundtrack stuff that she'd done, the Dirty Dancing song, things like that. I'd almost written her off as someone who could reinvent a song like that. And she's taken a whole album and reinvented music, reinvented Leonard Cohen's music in a very, very dramatic and emotional way. And it's great to hear Leonard on that song as well. You know, his voice, I think, has gotten better with age. I think his bass has really filled out since those early versions or those early songs. Sorry, and you're going to hear some of those early songs later on the show done by different artists. But Just amazing stuff. So Joan of Arc, that came from Famous Blue Raincoat. Before that, you heard Moon Circus, another version that I absolutely love, Waiting for the Miracle, and that comes from their upcoming album entitled Under the Covers. Thank you to Mesha, who sent that over to me. All right, really quickly, let's tell you about the sponsor for this week of Coverville shows. It's Audio Engine, and I've talked to you about these Audio Engine 2 powered desktop speakers. And I've told you about the looks, I've told you about the sound. Let me tell you about something that I haven't mentioned before, which is some really cool convenience features on here. I play online video games, or I play games on the computer. Some of them are online. Some of them are just locally on the desktop. But one of the ones I like to play is World of Warcraft, and of course it's got that great booming sound to it. Well, the running iTunes and World of Warcraft, you know, forces me to have to jump back and forth, or any video game would have to force me to jump back and forth between iTunes and the game. And, you know, it's not something you necessarily want to do. What I really like about these Audio Engine speakers, or Audio Engine 2s, is that they have two audio inputs. So you've got a pair of RCA inputs as well as an 1/8-inch mini jack, and you can actually run stuff simultaneously between the two. So I have my iPod playing through the 1/8-inch jack, and then I've got the computer sound coming in through the RCA inputs. And I can change songs and change the volume of tracks and things like that without having to leave the application that I'm currently in, or leave the game, anything like that. So you've got the two things going on at the same time through the speakers. You can adjust the volume on your iPod independently. So, you know, something comes in loud, you can turn it down. Something comes in quiet, you can turn it up. In addition to, of course, the great sound, like I said, it sounds like these things have a subwoofer, but they don't, and the fantastic looks. You really ought to check them out. AudioEngineUSA.com is their website, or just go to Coverville.com/AudioEngine and check it out that way. And I think you'll really be amazed. Audio Engine USA and their new Audio Engine 2 desktop speakers. All right, let's get to another Leonard Cohen track here. Famous Blue Raincoat. Now, I had a couple different options for playing covers on this one. I had a couple of requests for the Jonathan Coulton version of this, but I had a few requests for this one as well, the Karen Jo Fields performance from her 2006 album In Your Pages. And I figured since I played Jonathan Coulton's on another show, that I'd go ahead and just play this one. So here's Famous Blue Raincoat performed by Karen Jo Fields, like I said, from her 2006 album In Your Pages.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now, I hope. You're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? The last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train, and you came home with a Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flame. Nobody's wife. Well, I What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was meant for good, so I'd never try. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her the night that you planned to go
to the end. Ann Ibbett. This is Dr. Mello in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I just finished listening to episode number 375, where you gave a teaser for the upcoming cover story, the upcoming Leonard Cohen cover story, and I'm really excited about it. And as a big Johnny Cash fan, I would be remiss if I didn't call in and say, boy, do I hope I hear Bird on a Wire. He's got two versions of it. The first one that was out on the American Recordings album that he put out in the mid-90s. And then his awesome box set, Unearthed, that he put out in about 2003, is incredible. It's got an orchestra in the background. So I'd be happy to hear either of them, but my favorite is the one off of Unearthed. Anyway, love the show. Keep them coming. Love you, man. Bye.
Oh, that's where I usually do it. Now, you know, I have to do it in what?
An F?
Oh. Oh, let me see if I can find F. Is that it, Jimmy? Sorry, Bill. I was just doing it the way I wanted to. I really enjoy working with Bill Walker and this great orchestra. I think this is the most instruments I've ever worked with in an orchestra right here. Yeah, I really do.
Thank you, sir.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you we'll let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I just hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch, and he called out to me, don't ask for so much. And a young woman leaning in her darkened door,
called out to me. Hey, why not ask for more? Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
The great Johnny Cash with his cover of Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire, live performance there with an orchestra from his Unearthed collection. That's from Volume 2, Trouble in Mind, came out in 2003. That's an awesome box set if you want to spend the money to pick that up. That is going out to Scott, who requested it. Thanks, Scott, for suggesting that one. Before that, Dance Me to the End of Love by the Klezmer Conservatory Band. A very, very unique sound to that song. That comes from an album called Dance Me to the End of Love. You'll find a link in the show notes where you can pick that one up, as well as everything else in the show. Matt requested that one. Thank you, Matt. And then we start off with Famous Blue Raincoat, which came in with a couple requests. I think Wayne from the UK was one of them. Nick, I think, may have requested that one. Famous Blue Raincoat, performed by Karen Jo Fields from her 2006 album In Your Pages. Well, I'm looking over the list here and noticing that unintentionally, with the exception of that Johnny Cash track, all of the other covers here have female vocals. So let's get to another one. This one is from a recent soundtrack to the movie I'm Your Man, a great tribute to Johnny Cash, to Leonard Cohen, with a whole bunch of different artists on there. Bono is on there, and quite a few others whose names escape me at the moment, except for Julie Christensen and Perla Batala. They do a great cover of Anthem. I'm going to play it for you right now.
The birds, they sang at the break of day, start again, I heard them say, don't dwell on what has passed away, or what is yet to be. The wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again, bought and sold, bought again. The dove is never free. Signs for all to see.
can run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers aloud. Well, they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me.
Staggering count.
very stripped-down version of Leonard Cohen's Democracy, featuring Stephanie Rurick and a piano. That comes from her album called Democracy, which you can find right now. Before that, you heard Anthem, covered by Julie Christensen and Perla Batala. That comes from the Leonard Cohen I'm Your Man motion picture soundtrack. That was requested by Salsa Jan. So thank you, Salsa Jan, for suggesting that. And with that, 48 minutes, let's go ahead and close up this episode of Coverville. Thank you to everybody who made a request for today's show. Sorry I didn't get to everybody's suggestion, but I think I'm going to have to bring Leonard Cohen into the fold maybe every 6 months instead of every year, because there is just so much content out there. Probably have to do the same thing with Bob Dylan, too. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, send me an email or call or anything like that. Email, you can send it to coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line. It's a recording, so just leave your message there. It's 206-222-COVER. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so call anytime. You can also post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. Special thanks to cashfly.com for the bandwidth for today's show, as well as to Backbeat Media, the group that that Coverville belongs to, the podcast group that Coverville belongs to. And also special thanks to Audio Engine for sponsoring the show this week. Make sure you check out their Audio Engine 2 powered desktop speakers. We'll be back on Sunday night with the usual all-request show. And then next week, we've got a Halloween episode with some Rocky Horror Picture Show covers on Tuesday night, and then a Todd Rundgren cover story a week from tonight on Thursday. So if you have ideas for those shows, please let me know using any of the ways I mentioned earlier. Until Sunday, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.